This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. Before we begin, the news headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Nasha Mukt Yuva for Vikshit Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah approves advance release of 2,117.85 crore rupees from the central share of the State Disaster Response Fund to support the states affected with floods. Union Government releases 688 crore rupees to Meghalaya as part of an advance installment of tax devolution, and cross-border trade between India and China through Nathula Pass in Sikkim resumes after 6 years. And now the news in details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Nasha Mukt Yuva for Vikshit Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan today through video conferencing. The initiative aims to inspire youth to stay away from substance abuse and encourage them to become ambassadors of positive social change in their communities. The launch will mark the beginning of a 100-week nationwide Jan Bhagidari campaign against substance abuse. Under this campaign, weekly activities will be organized every Sunday across the country to promote awareness and encourage public participation in building a drug-free society. The activities will include sports events, walkathons, meditation sessions, cultural programs, awareness campaigns, Nukad Nataks, discussion forums, art competitions, and community engagement programs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved the advance release of 2,117.85 crore from the central share of the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, to support the states affected with floods during the ongoing southwest monsoon of 2026. A statement said that inter-ministerial central teams have been deputed to Arunachal Pradesh and Assam to assess the damages. Two IMCT visits have been undertaken in Assam in view of the severity of the flood situation. On the request of the government of Nagaland, an IMCT is also being constituted for the state. Out of the 7 affected states, Himachal Pradesh, Orissa and Nagaland have already received the first installment of SDRF for the financial year 2026-27. The Union Government has released 688 crore rupees to Meghalaya as part of an advance installment of tax devolution, giving the state additional financial resources ahead of the scheduled August 10 transfer to support development works and capital expenditure. In a move aimed at boosting state's spending capacity, the Ministry of Finance on Saturday disbursed rupees 1,09,019 crore to states across the country over and above the regular monthly devolution. The centre said the early release would enable states to maintain the pace of infrastructure development and welfare programs. Across the Northeast, Assam received the biggest allocation of 3,552 crore, while Arunachal Pradesh was allotted 1,476 crore. Meghalaya's share stood at 688 crore, placing it just behind Tripura, which received 699 crore. The cross-border trade between India and China through Nathula Pass in Sikkim has resumed on Saturday, ending a suspension of trade for more than 6 years that began during the COVID-19 pandemic. Nathula, located at an altitude of over 14,000 feet in East Sikkim, has served as a vital trade link for centuries along the ancient Silk Route connecting India with Tibet. The border trade through the route was formally revived in 2006 after trade remained suspended since 1962 India-China conflict. The border trade will take place from Monday to Thursday, with a gate opening at 7:30 a.m. and each registered trader will be allowed to conduct trade worth up to rupees 2 lakh per day. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma on Saturday launched the first disbursement of Arunodoy 3.0 for the financial year 2026-27, facilitating the transfer of monthly financial assistance to more than 37 lakh women beneficiaries across the state through direct benefit transfer. Under this flagship program of the Assam government, eligible women beneficiaries receive a monthly financial assistance of rupees 1,250 from the state government. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister described Arunodoy as the state government's flagship social welfare scheme and a key instrument for strengthening the financial security of women and promoting inclusive socio-economic development across Assam. Two institutions from Meghalaya have secured national recognition for their sustainability efforts, with the University of Science and Technology Meghalaya, USTM, ranked 13th and the National Institute of Technology, NIT, Meghalaya placed 36th in the National Green University Ranking, NGUR 2026. The rankings released by Green Mentors evaluate universities on parameters including climate action, biodiversity conservation, green infrastructure, sustainability research, governance, water management, and community engagement. Meghalaya recorded an unusually dry July this year. All districts except Southwest Khasi Hills reported deficient or largely deficient rainfall, according to the India Meteorological Department data. Five of the state's 11 districts saw rainfall drop by 50 to 80% below normal. Southwest Khasi Hills was the sole exception, recording an 83% surplus. Even East Khasi Hills, which includes Sora, Cherrapunji and Mausin Ram, registered a deficit of nearly 50%. The district, which typically receives 2,796 mm of rain in July, recorded only 1,403 mm this year. West Jayanti Hills saw the sharpest decline with a 78% deficit, while West Garo Hills recorded a 69% shortfall. The Agartala Subzonal Office of the Enforcement Directorate has provisionally attached bank deposits worth approximately ₹1.12 crore under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act in connection with an alleged money laundering case. In a statement, the ED said the investigation was initiated following allegations of fraud involving the impersonation of government officials to deceive investors and business persons. The accused included dismissed Tripura Cadre IAS officer Abhishek Chandra and Utpal Kumar Chaudhary. According to the agency, Mr. Chaudhary allegedly posed as a senior Union Home Ministry official or using forged identity documents and operated entities resembling government departments and public sector undertakings. The first phase of Census 2027 began across Tripura on Friday with house listing and layout mapping. Director of Census Operations Ratan Biswas said enumerators and supervisors have started preparing layout maps in their assigned areas. After 4 days, they will begin collecting household information through a questionnaire, and the exercise will continue until August 30th. In Gomati district, the program was formally launched at Udaipur Municipal Council by Chairman Shital Chandra Majumdar. Trained enumerators will visit every household to collect information on housing, basic amenities and family details. Around 8,000 personnel have been deployed across the state for the census exercise. Mizoram Home Minister Pu Ke Sabdanga has said that All India Radio Aizawl has been one of the foremost institutions in preserving the Mizo language and has served as an important guide for younger generations in the correct use of the language. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of AIR Aizawl held at AIR Complex in Thuk Thuang Thlang, Pu Sabdanga said the station has made a significant contribution to safeguarding Mizo culture and language and has remained a vital institution in preserving the identity of the Mizo people. He said that despite rapid technological advances, All India Radio has continued to play an important role in protecting cultural heritage while adapting to changing times. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has said that blood donation is not only a noble act but also a social responsibility, urging the younger generation to come forward and actively participate in the cause. He made the remarks while inaugurating a voluntary blood donation camp organized by Agiye Chala Sangha in Agartala on Saturday. The Chief Minister said there is no greater form of donation than donating blood, describing it as a matter of pride. While people donate clothes, food, money and education, he said blood donation stands above all because it has no substitute. The 130th edition of the Indian Oil Durand Cup commenced with a spectacular opening ceremony at the Indira Gandhi Athletic Stadium, Sarusajai in Guwahati on Saturday. The opening ceremony was followed by the inaugural match between North East United FC and Borderland FC. The ceremony featured cultural performances highlighting Assam's heritage, along with the demonstrations by the Indian Armed Forces. Before we wind up the news headlines once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Nasha Mukt Yuva to Vikshit Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah approves advances release of 2,117.85 crore rupees from the central share of the state disaster response force to support the states affected with floods. Union government releases ₹688 crore to Meghalaya as part of an advance installment of tax devolution, and cross-border trade between India and China through Nathula Pass in Sikkim resumes after 6 years. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.